Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 9th. Colorado bucked the national trend and was one of the only swing states in the country Republican Donald Trump did not win on his path to the presidency. Control of the state legislature remains split, and incumbent members of Congress won re-election. Benta Berkland has more.
As a state, Colorado was expected to break for Hillary Clinton, and it did. But the win was not enough to keep state Democrats from feeling the shock of Donald Trump winning the presidency. Former Speaker of the State House Terrence Carroll says his party underestimated the angst of older white voters and working class voters.
We also underestimated the deep-seated distrust and dislike of Hillary Clinton, no matter how irrational it is. The true test of his leadership will be, can he speak to all of America? Based on his campaign, I have serious doubts.
Earlier in the evening, the mood at the Westin Hotel in Denver was filled with palpable excitement and anticipation. Governor John Hickenlooper was among the many who felt Clinton was in a solid place and would win.
Well, I think Hillary's going to do fine. I mean, all day long, we've seen huge turnout in places that matter.
As the night progressed, the mood turned somber, and even more drinks were poured. And it wasn't all doom and gloom for Democrats. For instance, incumbent U.S. Senator Michael Bennett won his race against Republican Darrell Glenn, as expected.
So tonight, I commit to you that I will work with our governor and our congressional delegation no matter how any of these races turn out.
Incumbents across the board did well in the state. Republican Congressman Scott Tipton and Mike Kaufman both won their races. The GOP also scored some down-ballot victories, maintaining control of the state Senate.
Overall, I think that we in the Senate and the business community at large just very happy to be able to maintain a balanced legislature.
That's Republican Senator Jack Tate of Centennial. Democrats also had some bright spots. The party increased their majority in the House. Incoming Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran, says she hopes the split legislature can be productive and move beyond all the divisiveness in the country.
Regardless if you have an R or a D next to your name, I know I and many of my colleagues are going to be willing to sit down and figure out how we address some of the issues that face Coloradans every day. We always have to put people first, and we have to deliver results.
Republican Representative Cole Wiss says that means to get anything done,
both parties are going to have to be on their game in terms of their messaging. But I mean, let's face it, we have challenges in terms of our state budget, and we've got to get to work on those.
As for the statewide ballot measures, voters overwhelmingly defeated Colorado Care by nearly 80%. Republicans strongly opposed the effort to create a government-run health care system, and so did some groups on the left. Kelly Bruff, the head of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce, helped lobby against it.
It's a $25 billion tax increase, the largest in our history. It hits our working families and our smallest of businesses the hardest. And you really don't know what you get for it. And I think Coloradans saw those facts.
Voters did agree to increase the minimum wage to $12 an hour by the year 2020 and to allow medical aid in dying so terminally ill patients could have the option to take medication to end their lives. Voters also said yes to adding a presidential primary and opening up primaries to unaffiliated voters. Kent Theory, the CEO of DaVita Corporation, was a strong advocate for both measures.
If more independent voters get to participate, the quality of the discourse will go up. That is where most of the moderates live, the people who are not highly partisan. There's nothing wrong with being partisan, but there's nothing wrong with being nonpartisan. And so independents more involved, it leads to a better democracy.
It will also be more difficult to make changes to the state constitution. The Raise the Bar campaign was close to the governor's heart, and he helped campaign for it.
It's our founding document. It should be hard to change for everybody. I mean, just we are a representational form of government. We elect representatives, and they should do most of our business.
By the time the late night ended, people in both parties were more than ready for the election to be over. People said it would take some time to decompress. I'm Benta Berkland.
Local election results are posted on deltacounty.com and at montrosecounty.com. The following results are unofficial as of 6 a.m. this morning. Delta County had a total of 17,490 ballots cast yesterday, marking a 79% voter turnout. Voters in Montrose County cast 17,670 ballots, with a 64% turnout. Most of the counties on the western slope were won by Republican Donald Trump, although the state of Colorado and its 9 electoral votes were won by Democrat Hillary Clinton. In Delta County, Trump won by a margin of 69-24%, while his margin of victory in Montrose County was 67-26%. Incumbent U.S. Senator Michael Bennet was reelected statewide, but his Republican opponent Darrell Glenn won Delta County 65-29%. Glenn also had a strong showing in Montrose County with a 66-29% victory. In the race for District 3 of the U.S. Congress, Republican incumbent Scott Tipton enjoyed a large advantage throughout the night. Tipton won Delta County by a 67-28% margin and took Montrose County by a count of 68-26% over Democrat Gail Schwartz. In Delta County, Republicans Ulan Willett and Bob Shutt won their races for the State House by winning 79% and 69% of the vote, respectively. The winners of the Delta County Commissioner races were also the Republican candidates, as Don Supas won District 1 with 65% of the vote, and Mark Rober won District 3 with 73% of the vote. And the Delta County Ambulance District ballot issue was defeated, 53%-46%. The Montrose County Commissioner races were won by Republicans. Keith Caddy won in District 1 with his 73% of the vote, while Roger Rash was the winner in District 3 with 71% of the vote. Montrose County ballot issue 1A, providing high-speed internet using broadband, passed 71%-28%. And Montrose County School District ballot issue 3A, raising tax dollars to help rebuild Columbine Middle School, passed 54%-45%. Meanwhile, in unofficial results, the Denver Post reports that Amendment 69 providing universal health care in Colorado was soundly defeated by statewide voters by a margin of 79%-20%. Amendment 70, raising the minimum wage in the state to $12 per hour, passed 54%-45%. Amendment 71, making it harder to amend the Colorado Constitution, was approved by voters by a count of 56%-43%. Amendment 72, increasing tobacco taxes in the state, was defeated 53%-46%. And Proposition 106, allowing assisted suicide in the state, passed when 64% of statewide voters approved the measure. Colorado becomes the 6th state in the country to allow assisted suicide. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.